Right. Good morning. This is U105. It's a bit of an update from the hospice. Let me speak to Marcus Cooper from hospice. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
Yeah, I'm very well. You're having a bit of a landmark day reminding people of how progress is going. Is that right?
Yes, well, we've had some special visitors down to see the progress of the new building this morning. We've had the First Minister, the Deputy First Minister and the Health Minister. So it's been a real opportunity to let them see how far the building has progressed as we sort of begin the countdown now really to opening in May time.
So where exactly are we as far as the building's concerned? The doors will open in May. Is it still like a building site? You know, sometimes it can be just a couple of months out. Or did the glitterati of Stormont say, oh, for goodness sake, you'll have this opened by Easter?
Well, I think, I mean, there's still a lot of construction work going on, and the way that these large projects seem to work now is certain phases will be finished before the other parts of the building. So there's a lot of workmen still on site here, and I think we will really need the next 3 months to get it open. And that gives us some time as well just to look at our gap in funding. We still need to raise $1.5 million to secure the future of hospice, Frank.
You mentioned the politicians. What did they give you?
We had support initially from the government of $2.7 million, so which helped us kickstart the project and get construction work going. So we were delighted with that. But I suppose now we're really going out to all our supporters, including individuals across Northern Ireland, the listeners of U105, companies, trusts and foundations, and government, just to ask them really to help us close this gap, the last 10% that we need to raise to get us to the $13 million.
There have been some very generous gestures from people. Some, of course, listeners funneled money through the initiatives here on the station, which we were happy to be part of. But without everyone right across the country doing their bit, you would find it difficult, wouldn't you?
We would, because as well as raising money to build a new hospice, we also get great support from the community and from U105 to keep the services running every day of the year. We are caring for 3,000 patients right across Northern Ireland, and that work and that care has continued over the last 3.5 years while we've also been trying to raise the money to build the new hospice. And Operation Purple has been fabulous in enabling us to raise that money. I think the total sitting at 830,000 now, so it's been absolutely fantastic over the last 7 years from all the listeners.
And building is one thing, running the facility is another. The fundraising is ongoing. It's non-stop.
Non-stop. And once the building opens in May, then it will be straight into continuing to raise the cost to keep it going as well. But we're fortunate in that we do get a lot of support from individuals in the community. And we know that when people get a chance to come in and actually see the new facility, and we'll be running a series of open days for the public and for listeners to come and actually see what their support has achieved in Northern Ireland, it'll be a real landmark occasion for hospice.
Do you have a particular date when you transfer the first patient to the new facility?
Not at the moment. We obviously have a group, a transitions group, who are looking at all that. So once the building's handed over to us, we then have we have a few weeks of training for staff and how to use all the new equipment. And at that stage, the countdown will be on then, and we'll set the date to actually bring the patients over from our White Abbey facility. So it'll be an exciting day, but obviously a bit of care as well required just to make sure everybody transfers smoothly.
So please don't think, if you see this fabulous new building on the TV news tonight, don't think that the job is done. The fundraising is ongoing.